WSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New York City's Times Square hosted its annual New Year's Eve festivities last night.
Crowds gathered in the cold in New York City's Times Square to welcome in the new year. Some revelers had waited for hours to see the more than 2,000-pound ball drop. Moments later, the ball rose again in sparkling red, white, and blue to mark the country's upcoming 250th birthday. Just a few miles away, New York City's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, was being sworn in. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNews.com, the Chief Justice has issued his annual letter to the judiciary.
John Roberts says the Constitution remains a sturdy pillar for the country. Largely focusing on U.S. legal history, Roberts called on judges to continue deciding cases according to their oath, doing equal right to the poor and to the rich.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas. He says Roberts' message comes after a tumultuous year. The new year brings some new rules and laws in several states, Hawaii hiking its tourist lodging tax, Utah imposing red-striped licenses on extreme DUI offenders to block alcohol sales, and Washington's minimum wage climbs to $17.13 an hour. President Trump is putting the brakes on increased tariffs on furniture and some other goods. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clark.
The president signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying higher tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year. He cited ongoing trade talks for the reason. The order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods. The president has said the tariffs on furniture are needed to bolster American industry and protect national security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Barna Group has been poking around, getting people's opinions, and has some new insights now on marriage in the USA.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who have experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described Christians say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Canadian province wants to embrace radical secularism. Lawmakers in Quebec are considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public displays of religious symbols, including on clothing. It is primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public around Quebec, but would necessarily apply to all faith groups. This is SRN News. Pope Leo XIV has delivered his first New Year's Day message. Here's correspondent Karen Chavis.
Pope Leo XIV has opened 2026 with a plea for peace. He's singling out, in particular, countries bloodied by conflict and families wounded by violence. Speaking to a crowd of thousands, the Pope said the new year is an open journey to be discovered.
That is correspondent Karen Chavis. Economist Steve Moore says Americans will have more money in their pockets in 2026 because, he says, of President Trump's big, beautiful bill, and he says that benefit will be immediate.
You start receiving that tax cut in about a week because that's when the withholding, you're going to have less money, folks, withheld from your paycheck starting in January.
That's economist Stephen Moore. He made his comments in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. And more on these stories at SRNnews.com.